This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendorf. It's the Old Trailblazer riding out on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Let's get up. We got to go. Got to get a getting. Folks are waiting, standing around, waiting for the Old Trailblazer. Get down there to the little country church, over there at the sawmill, into the logging camp, wherever the Old Trailblazer used to go, and ride Old Dan with his Bible in his saddlebag, sometime carrying his old 22 rifle in case a snake comes crawling down the road. Oh, my friend, this is the Old Trailblazer. And I'm happy to be with you folks. I am. I'm bringing you these studies on Satan, demon possession, and we're looking at the trickster. Old Satan's a trickster. We looked there at how he said, put on a whole armor that you may stand against the wiles of the devil. Then he says, let's not be ignorant of his devices. And then folks have been taken in Satan's snare. That's what we're going to look at. Today we're looking at the cunning craftiness. We looked there just a moment in our last study. That cunning, old Satan is cunning. He's an old slippery snake. And cunning means the art of putting over something, accomplishing a purpose. But listen, all of those things we mentioned there in our last study, but yet folks come back me saying they knew their experiences were of God. Those things that I've been refuting, but my friend, your letters reveal, and your words, your email, your phone calls reveal no evidence in the world that you know the Lord. You don't speak of how happy you are for being a child of God, being redeemed, washed in the blood. Listen, someone wrote me the other day, they hear our messages and they hear our songs on the 11 o'clock service, and they say, where do you get all those good songs from? Well, we have the old song books that we've been singing out of for 50 years, 60 years, and they're out of print now. It's inspiring hymns, and we got 9 of our old CDs, our radio choir CDs, that we got a lot of those songs on if you're interested in them. And write me, I'll send you the information on them. But look, when I come here revealing or counteracting some of those things, folks jump up and say, well, you're just a judge. No, I'm not judging. I'm not a judge. I can't tell. I don't tell nobody they're saved or lost. I just look at the evidence. Did you know if you have a fig tree out there in your yard, don't you know when it bears fruit? Don't you know? Don't you know it'll have figs on it? A pear tree, it'll have pears on it? Don't you know those things? But listen. If you can't tell the difference between a dead dog and a live dog, you better get out of the pulpit, preacher. If a doctor can't tell the difference between a live patient and a dead patient, he's not fit to practice medicine. And if a preacher can't tell the difference between a born-again believer and one who is not saved, he ought to get out of his pulpit. I'm telling you, my friend, he has no business preaching. You don't have any business. I'm just stating fact. We receive literature from all over the world which reveals an utter spiritual blindness that's appalling. It comes to my desk. And I'm not critical. I've thumbed through those things. But I'm speaking to you in the love of God. My friend, Satan is a trickster. Satan is your enemy. He's cunning. He's crafty. He's subtle. And his purpose is to keep you there, captured in his net, that you might die and go to hell without warning. I'm trying to get you to think with me and reflect upon your condition. I asked you, trucker there, to pull off on the shoulder of the road over there at the next wayside park and reflect upon your condition. Pull that mirror down where you can see and look yourself in the face and say, am I a child of God? Here I am out here in one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. Go out into eternity in a moment. If something happens, am I ready to go and be with the Lord, or will I wake up in hell? Oh, my friend, now let's look at another one. Another one of his tricks, he has a snare. The Bible says he has a snare. Did you ever set a snare when you was a boy? We did. We used to use horsehair and catch a bird when it come lit on the top of a post and got tangled up. That's a snare. Listen. It's Satan's business, by his wiles and cunning devices and craftiness, to snare the individual, and his purpose is to hold him there until death finds him. Now, my friend, this is not a fairy tale, I'm telling you. Satan is a real individual. He has a purpose in life, and that is to keep you blinded. The Bible says that we are asleep in the lap of Satan, just asleep in the lap of Satan. I don't have that verse in front of him, but I can tell you where it is later. But I can tell you it's like this. You know what it is to be asleep in the lap of Satan? I remember when I was a child, we used to sit out on the front porch when it was in the summertime and fall, be hot, too hot to go to bed. And we'd sit in on the porch. And my mother, I had three sisters younger than myself, and one of them would be nursing over there and in mama's lap and go sound asleep. Big old strapping thing, about 2 year old, maybe it's 18 months old, still sucking the breast, and mama'd get her to sleep, and she'd whisper to me, "Son, come take baby off, come take baby and lay her down." And I'd go over there and get her out of mama's lap, and boy, when she lost that breath, when her mouth left that breast, she woke up. She come out of there because she was asleep in the lap, in mama's lap, rocking her back and forth, dodo, with a breast in her mouth. Most of the time we could get her on back to sleep. We never had a pacifier. We didn't use those things. No, sir. We never used those things. I never knew what they were till my children began to be born, and they had a papa. Well, that baby wanted mama's papa. We'd get her back to sleep. But it reminds me of that. That reminds me here when the Bible says Satan, we have us asleep in his lap. In his lap. Can't you picture that? Old Satan in a big high back rocker. You and I asleep in his lap. Back and forth. Go dodo. Don't wake up, chilling. Pat him on the backside. Don't wake up. Don't listen to that old trailblazer. Don't listen to him. He'll tell you lies. He'll tell you that you are lost and going to hell. He'll tell you that you ought to wake up. But don't wake up. Don't wake up. You know you're doing fine right here. And we're going to stay right here. We're going to rock dodo. By and by, we're going to rock dodo. Oh, my friend, let me ask you something. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Are you trusting the Lord? Let me ask you like that. Folks sometimes get offended when I ask them, are they saved? But let me ask you this. Are you clinging to the Lord? Are you trusting the Lord with all that you have, all the strength, all the might that you have, just to trust the Lord? You know what salvation is, my friend? Trust in the Lord. Get up in the morning, trust in the Lord. Go to bed at night, trust in the Lord. Rent comes due, you don't have it, trust the Lord. Roof leaking, trust the Lord. Cars in the shop, no money, trust the Lord. All of those things, my friend, you can trust the Lord. There are so many snares by which Satan traps human soul. They're multiple in number. I know a little of the windings of Satan in the human heart. I know some of them. I want to discuss at least two of the outstanding snares of Satan that he's using today to trick souls into believing that they're saved, and at the same time holding them as subjects of hell. His slave is a subject of hell. We'll begin to look at them just a little bit, and then we'll start back in our next study. The first one, let's look at Satan's program. He has a religious program today, and he's using it very, very effectually. Satan, the old trailblazer used to say, is never down in the barroom. Never down there in the brothel. No, he's in church. He's in church. But one of his programs is to make much of Christ, but deny his word. During Christ's earthly ministry, they made much of the word and rejected Christ. Today, they make much of Christ and reject his word. Now, you get this. Christ and the word of God rise and fall together. You cannot emphasize one without exalting the other. You cannot, if you emphasize one and degrade the other, then, my friend, you reveal an empty religious heart. In Luke 9:26, we find these words. Listen to God's word. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Satan works through and by catchy slogans throughout organized religion to keep souls blinded under the guise that they're following Christ. For example, sometimes you'll see the slogan, "Millions for Missions." Then you'll notice youth, young people for Christ. All of those things, my friend. Listen, we have a slogan probably all over the world, "Put Christ back in Christmas." And then many others beguile unstable souls, leading them to believe that under such catchy slogans, they're following Christ. Brother, that's one of the most dastardly tricks Satan is pulling on blinded humanity. Now, they got those slogans from the world, and just as quick as you coin one of them, the world takes it up. And one of the popular songs out today is to put Christ back in Christmas during Christmas time. And those songs are sung in every cabaret, roadhouse, brothel, sung everywhere. Oh, my friend, it's just like in a study back to a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned about the idols and those things being an idol, and I mentioned that this cross that folks hang around the neck and put on the front of their building, all that's just an idol. And some man wrote me and told me that was foolish to say that. Well, I don't take objection to what he said, but my friend, you look on the street and on the television, and who all wear those things? Oh, my friend, I've seen some of them so big they almost had to have a wheelbarrow to pull them in. But they wear them. They don't have any regard for God. No, the most ungodly soul you'll ever see. Do you think that reminds him of Christ? Do you? Do you think that? Oh, my friend. And then I see folks pass by in front of the chapel and they stop and make the sign of the cross. What good does that do? Does that do you some good, my friend? That's all Satan inspired. Satan will do anything in the world to make you think that you're of the Lord, make you think that you are saved. And my friend, the old trailblazer, trying best he can, put something in your path to keep you from going to hell. Did you know that? That's all my purpose is here. Keep you from going out into eternity lost. And I'm going to be true to your soul. As the old fellow said, if it takes a hide off. That's right. My dad used to say, you tell the truth even if it takes a hide off. And if we told a story or a lie, he'd take the hide off. So my friend, listen, Satan will do anything he can to keep you from trusting the Lord. You begin to read your Bible, seek the Lord. Oh, Satan comes right there, right on the side of your bed, right on your shoulder, telling you, don't be so carried away. Don't listen to that old trailblazer. Oh, my friend, listen, Satan is a liar. He can't tell the truth. Satan has never told the truth in his whole being ever since he was created. He cannot tell the truth. Whatever he says is a lie. He twisted. He may twist the truth. But another thing, Satan is not your friend. Our Lord is your friend. The blessed Lord came here to die for sinners. Satan never died for anybody. One day he will be cast into hell because he's the old trickster, old deceiver that we're bringing out, trying to expose him just a little bit. And he don't like it, my friend. Satan don't like it. Satan don't like it a bit. He put everything in my path to keep me from being here. I don't know just how far he can go, but I know one thing. The Lord can restrain him. Would you ask the Lord to restrain old Satan where the trailblazer is bringing these messages, where they go out there over these radio stations that nobody won't treat the messages lightly? No, that the engineers and operators in the radio station will be faithful in putting the broadcast on time, on a timely basis. My friend, those things, you could pray for those things. Just ask the Lord for the old trailblazer and the trailblazer ministry here. And if you would, go there to our website, radiomissions.org. You can see where all the trailblazer broadcasts go. See a picture of the old trailblazer. And click on sermon audio. You can see all those things. And if you have trouble, let me know. We'll send you written information how to do that. And then remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer. Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.